From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
905, 1205, and 305. That's when we call out names to win tickets to see New Kids on the Block at the Xfinity Center on August 10th. And oh, by the way, you're getting into the exclusive NKOTB pool party, which we are hosting at the Omni Hotel Boston at the Seaport, thanks to Duncan Spiked. So yeah, we're having a private pool party with NKOTB, which is
so
just
cool.
It is wild. We've done some pretty cool things over the years.
But this is just fun. But, and they're such fun guys. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
It's not like they're going to stand in a corner and locked off VIP areas. They're just the nicest
people. No, one of them's going to throw you in the pool.
They'll be behind the bar mixing drinks, all of it.
One of them will be racing me in the pool, doing the breath stroke. Breath stroke. It's the best stroke. Heidi's from Medfield, Kennedy, and she wanted to talk to you about what you shared with everybody this morning.
Hi, Heidi.
About your breast cancer diagnosis. Good morning, Heidi.
Hi.
Morning, Kennedy and Carson. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I'm out on my training walk because after being diagnosed last year, I've joined forces with Susan G. Komen, and I'm doing a three-day 60-mile walk.
Wow.
And I'll have you in my prayers as I do. Mile 28, because there's too many women in my world that are dealing with this, and I give you a lot of credit for sharing your story and reminding women how important it is to get their mammograms where my cancer was found.
Well, I just applaud you. 60 miles is an awful lot of miles, girl.
That's a lot of walking.
I mean,
yeah.
That's wow.
It's an 8-mile morning for me in this heat. This week has been rough.
Please be careful. Please hydrate.
Yeah.
Listen to your body.
We'll hydrate. Yes. Listen to my body. Yeah. I joined this mission because my son's best friend from college, his mother also was diagnosed similar timing. She's a former Ironman contestant or participant.
Wow.
And lives in Wisconsin. And she asked, will you do this? Will you do the 60 miles with me together? And my son's in a wheelchair, so he can't join me, but her son and my daughter will join us to make the week or the 3 days, you know, really special and important. And Susan G. Komen has made a special accommodation for our son to walk about 4 miles of accessible path with us.
Oh, amazing.
So it's pretty exciting.
Wow.
That is incredible. Thank you.
Sorry, I'm a little breathy.
No, you're badass. We appreciate you taking us with you on your walk.
We do.
That is
so
how to
much.
Properly use the Odyssey.
Well, yeah, I'm sending you lots of love through every single mile, all right?
Thank you, Heidi. We appreciate that. Christine is from Salem, New Hampshire, and is actually going through radiation treatment right now. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Carson. Good morning, Kennedy.
Hi.
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Yeah, how you feeling?
I'm good. I'm actually starting to hit the fatigue part of the side effect of the radiation. But other than that, I'm doing pretty well. I was diagnosed on April 5th, and I had a double lumpectomy, and yeah, so now I'm in radiation. I've got 15 more to go after, 14 more to go after today, and then I'll be done. So July 30th will be my last radiation treatment.
Well, you call us on that day.
Yeah, you need to call us and let us know about that.
Absolutely. I absolutely will. And Dana Farber is amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, we're really lucky to live here, aren't we?
Yeah, that's where Atlanta went.
Yeah, we're extremely lucky. Yeah, and now I won't leave.
Well, sending you lots of love to get through this last half of your radiation, okay?
Thank you, Christine. Michelle is from Dracut. Good morning, Michelle. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
Good morning, guys. Kennedy, I just want to say, you have been a part of my life every day since you've been on the air in Boston.
Aww.
And I just want to let you know that I'm going to be a part of your life every day. I'm going to be praying for you. I'm going to be sending you light and love and peace and strength. You have your prayer warriors behind you all the way.
God, I made it the whole morning without crying.
I was just thinking the exact same thing.
I just got a little teary-eyed.
Damn you, Michelle.
I'm crying in my car driving to work. going to be thinking of you, girl. You've got this.
Oh, wow.
Well, thank you so much. It means the absolute world to me. And I'm just so grateful for all of you out there. It means a lot.
Thanks, Michelle.
We
almost made it.
We're so
almost
close.
So close.
I love Michelle. Block her phone. Michelle is my favorite of all time, but she's not allowed to call us anymore. You can ban for life. Obviously, I'm kidding. No, it is. It's emotional. It's to get that phone call to say it's cancer.
It is a lot.
But then to also find out
that
you
we've
know,
got
that
a plan. It's treatable.
Mm-hmm.
That,
being stage zero
is the best case
scenario.
Yep.
And just the energy and positivity with which you're going about it is incredible.
It's the only way. It is the only way.
You're a hell of a lady.
Thank you, Dan.
Love you, Michelle.
Oh, I'm getting texts from my
sorry, we've banned you
Michelle,
for life.
Michelle got me too.
Got dusty in here for a second.
She's just like,
Pete Dennis,
a part of my
Dennis
life every day.
Michelle got me in the car too.
Oh, Michelle just got all of Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.